Warning, what you are about to hear is not suitable for all ages or listeners. We are not experts on any of these topics, and everything we say should be taken with a grain of salt.
Welcome to the Kickback. Proceed with caution and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Kickback. Under no circumstance would I ever shit my pants.
I'm about to open your third eye. I'm finna enlighten everyone that's listening right now.
Yo, guys, welcome to a special edition. You know, type of. We're recording this pod solely based on Champions League. Crowning a winner, mm-hmm. and NBA crowning a winner. So, yeah, fine. Not a usual. You know,
yeah.
Welcome to the Kickback.
Early release. Usually we drop on Monday. Now we're dropping
tonight.
Yeah, two this week.
Maybe tomorrow morning. Either way, it doesn't matter.
Y'all got a treat. Y'all got two this week.
Hell yeah. Maybe three.
Shit.
You never know. I could come up with a fake sport.
Slam ball.
Yeah, we gotta watch some slam ball. Anyway, you know, go ahead and like, share, follow, do all the good stuff. The Kickback. Also,
you can check me out. Elevated IMDA.
100%.
Dropped a video today.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, dropping a handful every week.
You might get like 7 shares. That's for me on that.
Because
I tried it at school.
Tried what?
It would like to share it, but okay. I have no service.
Oh, okay.
Because it starts with your logo, that one, right?
Yeah.
And then like it would pop up. Yeah, it would pop up like 2-3 minutes later.
Oh,
And so I don't know. I don't know if it did it or not. So yeah. I'm just kind of waiting.
Yeah, really appreciate that share.
Of course,
as always.
If not, I will.
Anyone that does share, anyone that likes it, appreciate that. Like I said, just go peep me.
Go peep them.
Elevated.mda.
Getting better every day.
For show. For show.
Every edit.
For show.
100%. Okay, so we were just talking off pop, but I got some pre banter, right? So I went golfing this week at one of the nicest places. I took pops for Father's Day over there. Shout out Mario.
Okay.
It's called Windermere. He's the bar manager mm-hmm. there. It is. I showed you pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It is the nicest golf course I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody I walked by was a millionaire. I mean, they had like cold towels on the course.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hella complimentaries, you know, amenities, whatever you want to call them.
Amenities.
Like, you know, shout out Mario. You know, shout out Mario. Shout out Windermere. Mainly shout out Mario. You know, getting us in there. So. He took us there, right? Coach ended up shooting a 91.
Mm-hmm.
I shot a 99.
Damn.
Colton, he shot a 105.
Okay.
My pop shot a 119.
Damn.
Yeah. And Mario shot a 105 plus 20.
A 105 plus 20.
That's what he said, because Colton got a 105. So he's like, I got a 105 plus 20.
Oh, 125.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, where is that?
So I put 2-0. Mm-hmm. Tagged Mario in. And,
For a contest between
he's
him
like,
and
I
Colton?
Beat. Yeah. No, just me and Mario.
Oh, you and him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so he was like, it's actually this and that. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll take the 2-1. Mm. He's like, it's actually 3-1 because you got me somewhere else. I was like, oh, okay. Just like your heat, huh? Because they were 3-1. Mm-hmm. And this was Sunday before Monday night, the finals.
Yeah.
And I pretty much was just in there kind of talking my shit for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was second that day. I was 8 off coach. I'm good with that.
Good.
I'm good with that. Yeah, I've been golfing like 4 years. I'm good with that. I'm 100% straight with that. So mm-hmm. I was happy that day. Had one bad hole. It was a 10. But other than that.
Damn.
Yeah, other than that, I was
10 is crazy.
It was on a par 5.
Still crazy.
It is. It's double, but, you know, it was all right.
It's still crazy.
Pops. We'll talk about
Biggie
that.
Man.
Oh, no. Oh. No, he wanted to. Like, normally if we were at the Glade, he would have been cussing, saying he's ready to go home and all this other shit.
Yeah.
Or any other course with just us.
Mm.
But he was hot. He was like, you know what? Fuck this. He was like telling me.
Yeah.
And but he had a good time. He you know how he gets.
Mm.
He gets over that fast, you know. But so I was talking shit to Mario about the heat. I don't know if I said it or if I was gonna say it, but I was like, I'm gonna close you out the next time we play, just like Denver. You know, just like the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
And Monday night, the Nuggets close out the Heat.
Yep.
First championship.
Well, so it was 4-1, right?
4-1.
That's that was the end?
5 games.
Okay.
Pretty sure
okay,
I called
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Pretty sure I called that. 5 games. If I want to be completely honest, when I went back and listened to it to find it this morning, I said 5 or 6. 100%. So
that's fair.
Yeah. Still called it.
Yeah.
Great game. I watched the whole game. Sloppy in the beginning. Pretty much a dog fight. You know, when they
said sloppy on both sides.
Yeah. Like the first 3 possessions, I'm pretty sure Denver had 3 turnovers in their first 3 possessions. Like they were just like almost like, oh no, are they gonna blow this in their building? But you know, it's first quarter jitters.
Yeah.
You get them out. So when I say a rock fight, you know, or, you know, they're in for a long match or things like that, it usually means there's not going to be a lot of scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Grind out defense, hard fouls, you know, push in, a lot of stuff like that. And I think the final score was like 95, 91, 95. 89, somewhere around there. I can't exactly remember.
That's not bad. I feel like that's a lot of points, ain't it? No, not really.
Today's average, that's down by probably like 30.
What do games usually get to?
Anywhere like 50? But usually I would say between 105, 110 to 135.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the range.
But that's not 97, you said? 95? That's not too far off of that mark, though.
No. But, I mean, yeah. It's a good 20-point swing. And in basketball, when you lose by 20, that's like getting 4 goals scored on you.
Yeah.
You know, 4-0 or 3-0, like one of those type of things. So, you know, Jokic gets the finals MVP.
I saw that.
Did you see his interview?
No, I didn't. I did see something that he was like speaking on, but
yeah,
it might have been part of his interview because it definitely wasn't all of it.
So it was basically just like he was like, "Now that it's over, I can go home."
Okay, yep, yeah.
He was just like, "I don't care about this. Can I just go home?
I don't care about the parade specifically." From what I've seen, he's like, "How do you feel
this
about
was
the parade?"
At the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this was at the game.
Yeah.
And then literally a couple hours later, he had that quote where it was mm-hmm. like, yeah, how do you feel about your parade? It's going to be on Thursday, this and that, blah, blah, blah. He's like, 2 more days until I can go home? He's like, I thought it was done. The post-game interview, as soon as he was done shaking all the Miami players, you know.
Oh, I did see that. So, you know, just shouts out, whenever the finals was done, Denver won.
No celebrating.
He kind of, yeah, he didn't celebrate until he shook and, you know, respectfully.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, the bench guys that didn't play, like.
But just Jokic, right? Or,
yeah, just
okay,
Jokic.
Okay, yeah. So Jokic just kind of dapped up the whole Miami team saying, you know, basically good job. I didn't see it live, but I did hear about it,
yeah,
saw a picture
100%.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, this guy is the guy.
He's the guy.
He's the guy, for sure.
If he would have won MVP this
Mad
year,
respect, bro.
Which I told you it was going to be Embiid, and it was, because
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to give him 3.
Mm-hmm.
He won the last 2 MVPs before
Jokic?
This. Yeah.
So he has 4?
No.
Oh.
Regular season MVPs.
He won
back-to-back.
My bad.
And then I told you earlier this year, I think Embiid's going to get it because they don't want to give him 3 because then it puts him in a class of Larry Bird.
Yeah.
You know, people like that.
Yeah.
And they were not ready for that. People don't like Jokic because he's not, like...
American?
Typical flashy. Dunks and deep
threes. Okay, yeah. Ugly style.
Dunks and deep threes.
Mm-hmm.
He's old man slow ball, but, I mean, he just makes the right path. To someone that likes basketball like me,
mm-hmm.
he's great.
Yeah.
To people that like basketball, like, and know basketball, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
To the casual fan, he's a household name.
Yeah, yeah.
He might start being a household name.
Yeah. You know?
But other than that, the Jokic guy, he's really good. It's like, motherfucker, he's been good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't know. Plus, it's Denver, West
mm-hmm.
Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, different time ranges. Their 8 o'clock is probably like our 11, 12, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so we don't get to see them a lot. There's a lot of stuff that plays into it, honestly, for like East Coast, though, but.
Mm-hmm.
Would you, like, just what you know about Jokic, what I've talked about him, would you consider him a great?
A great. Statistic-wise?
Yeah. Averages a triple-double, pretty much. 30, 10, and 10, at least.
In a span of...
82 games.
Okay.
And the playoffs.
How long has he been playing?
2014. He's 28.
So 2014. So
8 years. Came in when he was 20. He's 28. And
8 years.
When Jordan won his first championship, he was 28. When Curry did, he was 28. When Kevin Durant did, he was 27.
Yeah.
Like, that's the like, there's a trend where that's the age to win championships.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like a big trend of all players that their
age. I feel like 28 is kind of oldish, right?
It's about, like, mid-career.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mid-career.
Yeah.
But that's when I think, like, your first rookie season contracts, which I think is, like, 3-4 years, whatever it is. I don't, maybe 2 years now. I don't know. You're kind of playing hard, earning your spot in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do really well, then you go either sign with the same team or go to a shittier team that's got more money and get a bag.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not really winning there. You're just learning when to, how to, like, finesse your craft.
Yeah.
And then either when that team gets built up or you get traded to a contender, that's when you know, like, how to play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
been through enough situations.
So Jokic been playing a good 8 years. You said he won two NBA MVPs.
And won finals MVP.
Now, right.
Yeah.
Now won finals.
And a championship.
The championship. Got a ring.
Got a ring.
To put him up with the greats already, I wouldn't say so. Unless, does he have, like, any other, like, accolade? Like,
he's got the fastest maybe, like, triple-double with 14 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Of at least having 10, 10, and 10.
Yeah.
Of three different categories. 14 minutes in like 2 seconds.
To put him up with a great, I wouldn't do that. Not just yet. I mean, like you said, this is mid-career, so.
Can you name me some greats? Like, give me 3 or 4 greats so I know what you're comparing him to.
Kobe, Curry.
Okay.
I feel like I put Shaq above him. LeBron. Okay. You know, they all got a handful of rings.
100%.
I don't know. I'm not even sure how many each one has or anything like that. I'm guessing around 3 or more.
LeBron.
With Shaq.
LeBron, Curry got 4.
Yep.
Shaq's got 4.
Mm-hmm.
And.
I thought Shaq would have had 3.
Kobe's got 5.
Just in my head. Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Shaq got 3 with the
Lakers. I mean, yeah, you can't. With the Heat. So, yeah, you can't put Jokic in that category just yet. But the fact that he's averaging triple doubles is a good thing. And maybe by the end of his career, you know, later 100%. On, he might be.
100%. I agree with that, but I also disagree.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, I think he's...
Pick a lane, motherfucker!
100%. He's... this is what I was thinking about earlier. 100%. That threw me off a little bit.
Same.
How he plays and, like, the way he controls games...
Yeah.
Is up there with them already.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of winning now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I agree, but I also think, like, play-wise and everything else, like, No, he was never Shaq, the most dominant force. It'll just blow right through you.
Yeah.
But Jamal Murray and Jokic are putting up prime Kobe-Shaq, like, duo-ness numbers.
Oh, I did see that. Kobe and Shaq.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did see that. Which is crazy to think.
What you just named as two greats.
Yeah, but... I mean, they put up their numbers for, what was that, just one game?
Or that's for the whole postseason.
Postseason? So the tournament?
The whole playoffs. As soon as playoffs starts, kicked up.
Damn. And they kept it up?
100%.
So from the beginning, what is it that, like, what is the Shaq and Kobe numbers like?
I think they were 16-4.
Shaq and Kobe, or
no, these playoffs, like, they played 20 games, so over 20 game span in the playoffs where everything's more intense, mm-hmm. played harder, mm-hmm. you know, they averaged Shaq and Kobe numbers as a duo.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
It's nice,
especially it's easy. I don't want to say it's easy to compare, but you know, Shaq and Kobe was on the West Side too, so it's like you're playing against the same team and shit. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit more consistent.
And like. The West has got a lot of good teams. I mean, they beat the Timberwolves, which are up and coming. Anthony Edwards looks like he could be the next great thing.
Yeah, on Mavericks?
Timberwolves.
Oh, well, Timberwolves. Okay.
Yep. Minnesota. And then they beat the Suns.
Shuts out.
They beat Who was the first fucking team they played? But they fucking rocked them.
Rocked them.
Rocked them hard, dog. I don't remember, but they rocked them.
Yeah.
And then they also beat the Lakers, swept the Lakers, LeBron and AD.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
You know what I mean?
LeBron, bro.
And AD.
I put him in the name of greats.
You and did. He beat him. That's what I'm saying. That's three people right there. Yeah. Like, we just...
Yeah, no, but I think, I don't know. I think for LeBron's career, I think we're at the end of that. More or less. He's not. I don't think he's going to get any better.
I think he put up 41 in his final game.
Damn, that's pretty good.
He's still LeBron.
Yeah.
He's just old man LeBron.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not, like, explosive. I'm going to dunk on you, LeBron. Yeah. He's still like, hey, I get my numbers.
Yeah.
I'm just not flashy with it no more.
Well, probably instead of, like, a decline, it's more of a flat line. In
100% you know a flat line. Like, so, when people are like, yo, LeBron's dip, but then his average was, like, 30 points, 8 rebounds, and, like, 8 assists all year while shooting, like, 58% from the field, which is making over half your shots, and like 35 from three, which ain't bad, but it's not terrible. It's like average.
Yeah.
Where's the dip? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, come on now. Like, you know, like, he's all, like, that's why he's probably going to go down to the GOAT, you know?
Yeah.
But Jokic is up there with all them. Jamal Murray, people don't talk about it as an all-star. He's an all-star. I think so. I mean, he's that dude too. You know what I mean?
Honestly, like, watching those, like, top 10 plays today, of one of them two, would be pretty dope.
Pretty choice.
Topical. You know what
pretty
I mean?
Pretty choice. I'll give you...
Because I haven't seen them.
Yeah. They might have a duo, top 10 duo moments, you know, type of shit.
And I do hear Jokic's, like, style is more or less, like, hideous. No. Like, he's just, like, stiff, like a stiffer...
100%. Like, and he don't move.
Yeah, yeah.
He don't move. Like, it's like... How should I? It's old man ball. It's really just old man ball. that's really all it is. So I got a play for you. Okay? It's really pictures. We can watch the play. So, okay, we need to watch it first. I want you to tell me. Aaron Gordon, you know, we know him. We love him. Our Orlando Dunker. Congrats to him for winning a ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want you to tell me if he fouls Jimmy Butler on this thing. Okay?
He's defending. He's going to be a defender. 100%.
Oh, Butler kicked that right leg out.
Because of the leg?
Log in to watch it. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Did we just do that? Okay. Yeah, watch. So he jumps. Watch his hand in the air. Doesn't hit him at all.
No.
The only thing that hits him is Jimmy Butler kicks him.
Yeah.
Was he in his landing space? Do you think? I'm going to give it to you one more time.
In his landing space.
Because that's how they'll call a foul. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if he can't come down clean where he might fuck himself up,
talking about
that's
the rules.
A foul. 100%. You tell me if he was in his landing space for a three-pointer.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't really
That was called a foul.
Yeah.
After Jimmy Butler hit two threes in a row. Oh, going for a third one. That was called a foul. I was listening to pods today, right? And they were like... And the bogus foul on Aaron Gordon's nutsack. Like, what the hell? Like they were bashing, and that was a bad call, personally. They went to the monitor. They challenged it. The Denver Nuggets did.
Yeah.
So when you do a challenge, if the play is overturned, you get to keep a timeout. Mm-hmm. If you lose, you lose a timeout because you have to call a timeout to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the challenge is successful, you get to keep your timeout.
Mm-hmm.
And you get one, like, a half. So... It was literally challenged, and they watched it multiple times. We watched it, and the announcers were even like, that's not a fucking foul. Like, mm-hmm. He kicked his leg. He's not, like, he does creep into it, but when he goes to land, Jimmy Butler doesn't go to land, so there's no landing space.
He almost, like, immediately U-turns.
He did.
You know, so.
Well, he drew the contact, 100%, but that's just a bad call, and it almost swung the game.
Definitely for that call.
Because that was late.
I was looking for, like, hand contact or like arm contact.
Literally away from him.
Yeah.
Literally away from him. He got kicked and it's a foul.
Yeah.
Like, nobody kicks their legs on a jump shot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, and when he was landing, when Butler's feet were touching the ground, Gordon was behind the 3-point line. Nobody jumps forward running sideways to take a three.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Pretty.
No, that was, I don't think that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't much.
No. Got a couple more things about it. A couple OGs won their first chip. DeAndre Jordan, Seven teams in 15 seasons.
Wait, what? Go, what? You're gonna have to.
So some OGs.
OGs
that won their first NBA championship.
Okay.
You know, DeAndre Jordan. He's the one that played with Blake Griffin, Chris Paul. We watched the top 10 dunks, and he threw it down on someone, and like Chris Paul pushed him over him, and he's the one that gives the look like he's walking back. He's like, ooh, when he watches it on replay, like that was nasty. You have to see him to remember.
On what team?
That was when he played for the Clippers with Blake Griffin and Chris Paul.
Okay.
Ish Smith, 13 teams in 13 seasons.
Okay.
Motherfucker on a different team every season. Literally. But he got a chip finally. One of them hit.
That's funny.
Hey, think about it. There's 30 teams, 13 seasons. If you go to at least 15 teams, you're going to hit one this game.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Jeff Green, 12 teams in 16 seasons. You know, so
they're just a bunch of jumpers, dog.
A bunch of jumpers, you know, like.
But they hit.
But they finally hit. You know?
Oh, they were on the same team,
the Nuggets.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's why it's relevant.
Who are they?
DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
Which is that guy. Ish Smith, which is little man. And Jeff Green, which is old guy right here. He played with KD when the Thunder were the Sonics.
Damn.
And he was like the number two.
Thunder was the Sonic.
Yeah, Supersonic. Yeah. The Seattle, not Oklahoma City. The Seattle Supersonics. It's a badass name, right?
Supersonics.
Over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Which one do you like better? Just real quick.
That first one. Has like
Seattle Supersonics.
It has like rolls. A finesse to it whenever you say it.
Finesse. I like that word. We'll get to use that later. Okay, I think I got one more thing. Rookie, you know. Christian Brown, right? I think he's won 5 chips in 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Break that down again. He won 5 chips in 5 years?
100%. Okay. Right, I'm going to read the resume. Christian Brown. 3 straight high school titles.
Badass.
Then goes to college. NCAA champion. That's him. Then goes immediately to the NBA. NBA champion. While coming off the bench.
Oh, shit. Coming off the bench. That's funny. Shouts out.
He's a rookie, though.
Shouts out. Yeah, that's cool.
But he
made it already.
He had like a 13, 14 point fourth quarter one night.
Yeah.
The finals, like he showed up, like he could play. He's not afraid of the
ball. Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like he trusts him.
When you say bench player, it makes me feel like
no. He came off the bench.
Oh, okay.
You know, like he didn't just sit on the bench. He actually played.
Yeah.
So congrats to Denver Nuggets. I think it's well deserved. I told you, and like as I went back, and you know, when you work for 10 hours, there's only so much like content you can consume without them saying the same shit.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to the sports world.
Yeah.
So I went back and like listened to like what our finals takes was.
Ours?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had Phoenix coming out of the West.
True.
Because KD and Booker. And then I had Philly coming out of the East.
Yeah.
You had Milwaukee. And
For sure.
The Bucks. He eliminated them.
Yeah.
That hurt. Because Giannis got hurt for 2 games. And then on the other side, you said the Lakers or Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Way wrong. Way off.
Yeah. The Lakers beat the Warriors. And then lost to the Nuggets.
Yeah. But, well, it's good they lost to them since they, you know, they went up to the.
Yeah.
It would suck if they, like, lost to the second place people.
I said the second. I said the, like, sleeper was Denver, but I didn't, like, take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just.
Yeah.
We said it fast and it was over with.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
I do got a little bit on that game.
Go ahead. Yeah. Show me what you're showing me, dog.
Apparently, Neymar and Vinny Jr. went to the Heat game.
100%.
So
that was game 4.
It's pretty cool.
Yep.
Oh, it was?
Yep. He was on the court. Like, Neymar was on the court.
Miami, bro.
Shooting. Which made him think that Neymar was going to into Miami with Suarez. And
yeah, I hear Suarez is going. Is he?
Yeah. I think Di Maria is going to Inter Miami, dog. That's crazy.
I think a lot of people might go. Yeah. If Di Maria did go, like, as soon as there's another, like, international player that gets transferred to that, like, it's going to just boom.
100%. I think
they need one more person to just jump on, and then people would, like, want to go.
Well, Di Maria's going.
I'm hoping so.
I swear I saw that. I promise you.
I can try to confirm that.
You can try.
I can try. But,
I'll try.
Also, like, pregame, I think it was pregame, one of these games. Conor McGregor, like, knock a mascot out?
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have the video of that, but it's just something I heard or saw somewhere. And I was like, God damn. Was that on one of the games? Like, recent games? Or this just happened before. Just not recently.
Some people think it was a stunt because he's got to show out.
That's fair. I could see that happening.
It's not having the ratings that it should. It's basically like The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
You know, he's the coach of one team, and so they think it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, I get you.
And some people think he just lost and snapped and knocked someone out.
Do you see the video?
Yeah.
Do you have the video?
I don't.
R.I.P. the video. But that shit was wild. I heard he went to the hospital, that guy. That could be.
Yeah, he's fucked up. He got fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's funny. I cannot confirm that. So I was looking.
I got you. Is that you got anything else on?
I do. On basketball?
Yeah.
Do you?
No, that was it. Just Conor McGregor knocking the mascot out in Neymar.
Which is wild.
He, like, pulled up too.
Which is so wild.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
like what the fuck?
When I saw that, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think it's publicity stuff.
I could see it being that too.
Yeah, maybe.
No one Conor McGregor.
Caught him when he wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Maybe he's supposed to hit the thing and, like, make it turn.
Yeah.
Hit his nose or whatever and make it turn. But he probably, like, clocked him for real.
Yeah.
And they said the second one's what fucked him up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
It'd be like that.
It'd be cool to see the game with Neymar and Vinny just, like, there, courtside. That'd be cool to see. Just 100%. Like, something cool to tune into.
Do you, it's your choice, sir. You want Jamal Murray? Or do you want, Jokic? Jamal Murray's got some flair. Jokic is old man ball.
I'll go old man ball. You know? Fucking finals MVP. Might as well. Haven't seen him play, really. Haven't really seen any highlights.
100%.
They call him Joker, right?
The Joker, yeah.
The Joker.
His last name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, 1 month ago, the top 10 plays.
And what if I need a different kind of plan?
State Farm's here to help.
What about for sure.
It's called Mark's.
You heard it.
Cuban sandwiches by Mark Cuban.
It's a pass.
At State Farm, we're there for your what ifs. Get a quote today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
100%.
Shouts out.
You got State Farm?
I don't think I
the
do.
The kickback done. Yeah. Old man ball.
He tricked him.
He was waiting for it. He kind of baited him. He's 7 feet. That's the bird in him.
That was a badass pass.
Behind the back. Cutty pass, basically. He choked himself. 1 second
left. Oh my god, this guy's so huge, bro.
Yeah, he's 7 foot. Just regular old man ball.
That was a good shot.
100%.
100%.
Oh, the All-Star game? No, that's not the All-Star game. Oh, double behind the back. And the leg.
Oh my god, dude.
It's a finger, man.
That's a pretty good one.
He's got handle. Skirt. That was great. It was clean.
They double behind the back. Oh, there it was. Basically, behind the back, over the shoulder. Where's he sitting? He saw him right there. He knows he's cutting already. Just what? Those are your favorite ones, aren't they? I love it. Oh, one more look. Yeah, I'll tell you what, if that looks like the one in the old kitchen.
Damn, that was dirty. I didn't even see that coming, to be honest. I was like, what the fuck is he gonna do running out? Dirty behind
that. That is dirty as fuck, dude.
Right by you.
Oh my god. Hell yeah, behind the back. Yeah, over the shoulder.
That was perfect. Perfect. I think that was crazy.
Straight to him. Right, perfect lob.
Jamal Murray.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out. 2 seconds.
He just got foggy real quick.
The sun came out. Oh, shit. Oh, man, bro. He doesn't care. At the moment. Luca's like, fuck.
Oh, that was Luca.
Oh, my God. Did you see
that? Was that like a tunnel pass?
Yeah. Oh man, he's Serbian.
Oh, that's funny.
He's got a little soccer, don't you know? Oh my god, right through the weekends, dog.
The weekends.
Oh, on Orlando. Step back three, bang. That's dirty. Just old man ball.
I like that.
Do you want to see Jamal Murray so you know what he's like?
Yeah, fuck it.
Why not, right?
Why not?
Jamal Murray.
Jokic was pretty entertaining, to be honest.
Yeah. Jamal Murray is Canadian.
Oh, okay.
You know.
All right. I do. Now.
I need top 10. Okay. Top 10 plays.
Hell yeah.
There we go. 1 month ago. I'll take that. Alright, next ad we got for you guys.
Hell yeah. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, what the fuck?
He's good.
Is that a foul too?
Probably.
Ooh, damn. What other teams have we been on?
That's it. Denver's rushing. Ooh, behind the back.
That was nice.
The Jokic. Turn the favor.
Oh, that's a fucking
the duo.
Yes, sir. It's cool to see that.
Did he dunk that?
Damn.
That's dirty. He got hit.
That's crazy.
Skirt.
Ooh. Oh my god. He got up. For sure.
This one has the blue arrow.
Blue arrow? Oh, he's the guy?
Yep.
That's badass. Mad respect. I kind of know who this guy is now. Yeah,
that's Kentucky.
Oh my god. He's good at like getting away from the double team.
Yeah, he's shifting.
Oh my god. That 360 was crazy.
Respect the shoes.
Right, right as fuck.
Don't call it over. Number one player in here.
Oh my god.
What the fuck? Went up for a dunk, layup, switched to the other side. Oh my god.
That was dirty as fuck.
Because he knew fucking LeBron was about to swat that shit.
It made it though.
Oh my god, that was dirty.
That was dirty as fuck.
So you can see the duo.
That was pretty cool.
You can see the duo.
Yeah, it was cool seeing them and like play with each other on both of their highlights.
They could play. They could play.
Yeah.
And you can see why they won the title.
I can.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Don't know why they don't call Murray an all-star with the all-star highlights team.
Oh, yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's just because he's not as thunderous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
His is more a lot of finesse.
I mean, he broke down, like, the double team at least a good 4 times in these highlights.
Yeah, he's a...
Shit.
He's their point guard.
Yeah.
And he's really, like, a shit.
Mm.
You know, so... but, yeah, there's... There's them. Congrats to them.
Yeah.
Congrats to the OGs, everyone else.
Shouts out.
You know, Denver, good job.
Yeah. Think a good postseason, good tournament?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
All the games were pretty good. There was like one bad series.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, everything was good. Even the sweep, like, they were all close games.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's nothing to complain about. It's great. So now we got the draft in 10 days, 11, 9 days.
Yeah.
And free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then Summer League. So season starts in October.
Yeah. What's Summer League?
The first year, second year, third year guys play on the Summer League teams to kind of see where they're at after being drafted.
Yeah.
You know.
Like rookie people?
Basically? Yeah. Rookies, okay. Sophomores. You know,
gotcha.
Basically, for the most part.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, well, we'll take him to fill a roster spot type of shit.
Yeah.
Or no, we don't want him. Someone else will get him type of shit like that. So definitely looking forward to the draft. We got 6 and 11. Hopefully we'll move up. Package both and get a top 3 pick. I'm good with that. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. We will. We'll see.
Well, we're going to see you in a minute because we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
For sure. What's up, guys? On this break, I want you to go check out my page. All right, Elevated Media on Facebook, Elevated.mda on Instagram or TikTok. I don't care where you check it out. Just go check it out. It's a bunch of videos that I made, that I recorded, that I put together of cool cars.
Give them a follow.
Give me a follow. Give me a share. See you there. Now back to the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back. We're going to get into the Champions League, really the finals. Man City versus Inter. Usually we do a guessing game. I'm pretty sure you know the score.
1-0.
1-0.
That's my guess.
Dude, you fucking nailed it, dude.
About time. My second one.
So, yeah, Man City did win over Inter.
100%.
You said you saw, like, a little bit of the ending.
Yeah. I know De Bruyne got hurt.
Yeah.
Second time.
Yeah, okay, so 36 minute, Kevin De Bruyne got injured and subbed out, and Phil Foden went in. Just to throw that out there.
Phil Foden's good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good sub, to be honest.
Yeah, he's a starter on almost any other team. Maybe not the
best position for him, but, you know,
he's
good.
He's a starter
on
almost any other team.
Yeah, yeah. But, like you said, second time Kevin De Bruyne got injured during a Champions League final, which is sad for him, I feel like.
For him.
I mean, he won.
He could get you there.
He was still walking.
That's
so
why they
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was still walking and shit. So it's not like it was a serious, like, bad
stretcher
injury. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there is a positive there. Lukaku did get subbed in, 50th minute. Rodri scored the one and only goal, 68th minute.
Yeah.
Yep. Making it 1-0. Not too much after that. Couple yellows. Lukaku 83rd with a yellow. Haaland 90th. Two overtime. In overtime, we got 4 yellow cards.
Name
them. Haaland, Andre,
Anana.
Ederson Marias.
Ederson.
And Simone.
Or Ederson.
Inzaghi. Oh, the coach. Coach got a yellow.
Oh, Simone Inzaghi.
And what about that one?
That's, you had that right. That's Andre Onana.
Onana.
Onana. What's my name? Sorry.
Yeah. You good.
I know.
It's Rihanna, dog.
Rihanna. Oh, really? That's my bars.
So, Man City had a 56% possession. Which ain't too bad, you know, nothing much.
I knew it was, like, back and forth, but not as back and forth as, like, it should have been.
Yeah. Well, first half, I think Man City had most of the possession, but it was back and forth. And whenever they scored, it kind of got more to, like, a defending role for the
most
part.
They were just like, yeah, let's close this out now.
Yeah.
They didn't have De Bruyne, really.
Well, I don't know if it's not. Well, Inter had that pressure too. Let's see. Total shots is 7 and 14. Inter had 14 by the end of the game. So.
Well, that's because they're shooting desperately at the end. Probably added a good 5 to 8.
Those are where the shots were for Inter.
Yeah.
Some from pretty distant. Most of them
inside the goal. Yeah.
Yep. You can see Man City's too, right? You know, they're right there.
Yeah, same thing, but.
These two.
Rodriguez was a header then.
These two, I think that it was a kick.
Oh, okay.
But these two are Haaland. Haaland shot.
Haaland's got a lot of blocks.
Yeah, he had 2 blocks on him. At least, maybe 3.
He's been like that for a while.
I mean,
the last 10 games.
It's sad to see.
When you shoot a lot, you get blocked a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the shots are there. It's just, you got to hope the goalie. It's a goalie, Aaron. If you're going to shoot it right to him, you know what I mean? Because that's what most of his shots were lately. Good shots, they were on target, but, you know, kind of to the keeper.
He's just got to work on his touch, really.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be fine. He can already, if he wants to, he can defend. He's big enough, you know, where even his mistakes get covered up.
Yeah. 2 big chances for Man City, while it's 14 for Inter. Especially at the end. Inter had a lot of good chances.
No conversion.
3 shots off target for Man City, 4 on. 7 off target for Inter.
So half.
Yeah.
Basically half of those.
Hmm.
If you would have told me those stats and I didn't know who won, I might have picked Inter.
Yeah, with these stats, they're honestly looking pretty good.
Looking like they suck because I didn't win.
No, but okay. So, with that being said, we know the stats. I'm going to show you the plays. Oh, shit. I think it was like a firework or something. I don't know.
We got gunshots, people.
Bop, bop.
In the hood.
Okay, so here we go. I don't know if it's... We'll see. Definitely not that.
Why not?
Oh, this is actually pretty cool. The criminal lawyer for Millie's murder.
Yeah.
Like his song is being used against him for a murder.
Oh,
he lived somewhere near Vero Beach, where Iris is from. Let me try again though. Yo, what the what? Is he?
Scroll
up. It'll be right here. Oh, it says the video is not available. You motherfucker!
It'll be like that. Took him down. Copyright. Copy wrong, bitch. It'd be like that, though.
Yeah, I got it.
What was the video?
It was of the goal. It should be pretty easy to find.
Rodri goal. Should be like the first one to pop up.
Yeah.
Bang.
He ran from like half field to bomb that bitch in.
100%. That's just fair, right there. Okay. Just as good as the ball.
Yeah.
Apura Tatuara.
The vibes, man.
I'm in there.
Tabadula.
De
Bruyne already being out, substituted on the sideline. Bad deflection off the goalie.
The goalie didn't move.
No defenders tried to pick him up at all. Which is crazy. Wide open. I guess one was on.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah, it curved. It curves.
Such a bullet too.
It kind of around them, bro. On the outside. Around 2 of the defenders just barely snuck that bitch in.
Oh, they're about to square up.
Yeah.
I seen that.
I fucked with that.
Oh, you watched that video?
I haven't seen it, but I'll be down, dog.
I'll be down. One bleed.
Okay, so that was a goal for Man City.
That was a dope goal.
Yeah, it was
goal of the week.
It was pretty nice. Yeah, it's the only goal that happened. But here's another thing that happened during the game. Inter Milan.
Dumfries with a header forward.
That's where they're attacking.
And he bounced DeMarco.
Oh, he went for it. Oh, blocked by Lukaku.
Blocked by Lukaku.
Oh, shit, blocked by that guy.
Lukaku kept it out.
Fucking Lukaku, dog. That's why he's here. Bench player.
Yeah. Like, this is like 90th-ish minute. Pretty close to the end. Fucking Lukaku.
So to be honest, he was there. Was that Stones?
Yeah.
Stones is there, right? And it was... While it was fast, it was reactable. So he's there?
Yeah.
He's there. And it's reactable.
I just duped that nigga. Just bang. So I think that was actually probably like around 80th minute,
right.
Somewhere around there.
That was a good chance.
It was a great chance. Lukaku fucking fucked it up.
Two chances.
Fucked it up.
God damn, the score goal is not blocked. God damn.
So those were basically the two deciding moments in the game, for the most part. I mean, a bunch of shots.
But you could tell, like, it wasn't going in type of shots.
Well, yeah, you could see Inter's, like, being desperate as fuck with that desperate header being shots. In there, right? That header, if that header snuck in there, that would have been crazy as shit, dude.
Off the bar.
Yeah.
Back to him, and he got it in.
Yeah.
He took his chance. But
we thought Man City was going to win, looking back at it.
100%. I did.
I thought it was going to be a better game.
You picked Real Madrid.
Yeah.
But after all the way back.
Well, I knew it was going to be one of those two.
Yeah, you did say one of those two.
So... It's just no telling who was going.
Real Madrid was playing. Real Madrid was playing. Real Madrid was playing better at the time.
Yeah. So, also, you know, that's the game.
100%.
This is what people noticed after they watched the game, all right?
After they watched
it? Yeah. Okay. Conspiracy here.
Okay.
The referee. Looking at the camera. Gives a wink. You know? Illuminati. What do you think? Is that sus behavior?
He didn't look like he looked at the camera. Look,
Illuminati.
He looks way above it. Personally.
Yeah.
Personally. But I'll play into it. I mean, he's summoning the devil. You can see the devil, like, come in. Like, watch.
Devil.
And then he was like, I'm here. That was his signal back, like, to the people watching him that sent him, was like, I'm in here, don't worry. And what if it was just reverse for Inter? And Inter just overcame.
So, Man City won the cup, the Champions League cup. Got a couple of videos of them celebrating Holland. It's just pretty big.
The Argentina guy's won like a bunch of shit now since he's came into the league.
What's up?
The Argentina guy.
Into what league?
Into soccer, like, since becoming like a pro.
Who?
He like won in his little league. Whoever plays for Man City, I forget his name. But he's Argentinian.
I think they might have a couple of them. But
let me see if I have it. I might have it.
Are you looking?
Yeah, I'm converting me, bro. All I see is Pete Davidson playing basketball.
I saw that too.
I had that. I just didn't play it. Yeah, I know I don't have it, but I saw like one of the. I think he's like a defender. Is there a defender on their team? You want to pull up? If you pull up their roster, I can tell you their name.
I got you.
You feel me? Like
I just got this little Pep's face. Do you think that's like disbelief that he won, or is it just like dramatic cinema facial expression?
You might really love this team. Or he might be like, yo, this might be the best team I've ever coached.
For real, right?
You know what I mean? Like, he might just be admiring, like, how crazy it was.
Sucking in the moment, right?
That. Yeah, 100%.
With Haaland and shit?
You got Haaland, dog. It's like hitting Messi.
Well, I think he like, Kevin De Bruyne spent a lot of time over there. Enough to, like, get to know Pep, too. But it's cool, yeah.
100%, right?
Badass team, for sure. Because they won the Premier League, they won the FA Cup, and they won the Champions League.
Yeah,
on like 2 months.
All in 2 months.
All in 2 months.
100%. Okay, so this guy.
You got it?
Alvarez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that guy has won like a bunch of different things.
He won a World Cup.
World Cup, this cup, He was like on loan to
Fire,
like one of these other teams in a different like Italian Serie A or some shit like that, and won their cup.
Yeah.
And then won the lower league cup once he got back because someone bought him out. And then they won the cup, like of their little league. Like he was just—he's like the
I think he
the
got
rookie I showed you.
I think he got Defender of the Year or some shit like that.
Nice.
I think. You say he was a defender, right?
Forward.
Oh, forward.
Nah, probably not.
Someone else.
He might not have been. Yeah, there's someone else. I'm sure. Akanji. Aki.
Akanji.
That's Aaron Gordon, dog. He won the dunk contest almost.
Almost. So he did it. So he did it. With
just won an NBA chip. Congrats to Nuggets. That's funny. But yeah, he won a bunch of shit. I saw. I thought I shared it, but I guess I didn't. You got someone acting a fool?
Acting a fool. How you know?
Because I have it.
For real?
Jack Grealish out there again. I ain't kicked this guy.
Bruno Fernandes gets injured.
Did he?
Yeah, he's right there. He
does
got
he get injured?
I'm not sure.
That would have been great.
He might have just like pulled it, like stayed in the game, like pulled it out.
He's like, come on, man.
Hey, I'm walking here.
He probably's like done that to him all year.
That's just funny to see.
Like fucked with him all year about it.
Like you said, Grealish.
Yeah.
You got any video or anything?
Yeah.
I got someone.
No, I don't. But, I guess this is what people had to say because that was like a couple days ago.
Mm.
Obviously, you know. He's had his kit on, you know, all day.
Yeah.
So, like, because this is into Sunday, like, and then Sunday night, and then kind of kills out.
Yeah, he, like, partied for, like, 3 days straight.
Yeah.
So, drunk as well, more than likely.
He's 100% slept in that, if he slept at all, is what his teammate said. Holiday.
He was what?
He 100% slept in that, like, for those couple days.
Mm.
Slept at all.
Yeah.
This is what his teammates are saying. Holland and Ederson have no idea what's going on with him. Like, they're just lost. Like, what the fuck? And then, basically, he's like, another teammate was like, my guy's having the time of his life.
He is.
And it says, Jack Grealish has gone on a bender of a lifetime. Footage of him at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning has emerged online. This is as good as you'd hope. And he's just down in beers and drinking shots and just going crazy.
Though. Yeah. Well, the team's on fire. I know it's Champions League, but it's like a lot more than just the Champions League. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It ties in the whole fucking season.
The best team in the world.
Yeah. I got like, I don't know, hopefully there's video or more than just. This is like post game shit. Just like
Grealish is on a whole other level this year.
And it just wild.
Gucci bag incident after City won the FA Cup.
Hey, what's my Gucci bag?
And now the party is carried into City winning the treble. It's safe to say that since Grealish won the Champions League, no one has gone harder than him. From locker room celebrations to media interruptions to
he's drunk as fuck, bro.
Singing the day after the match. The Grealish after party is next level. I mean, here he is arriving to the City parade. If he's not drinking the champagne, he's getting it poured on him. Or just casually walking down the street and
doing
himself.
He's drunk right
there.
Here
he is singing to Bernardo Silva. And here he is apparently asking Silva to stay at City. And then there's this. Grealish blending in with the security at the parade. Priceless.
Listen, this guy's so fucking wild, dude.
He deserves to be celebrated. Thanks for the memories, Jack. Never change.
100%.
That's crazy as fuck. He goes hard.
He goes hard. As he should.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
Fuck.
Let's see, I think I got a little bit more somewhere in here.
I got three things for you. Mine will be quick, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
Okay, so Football Managers predicts the UCL, which is Champions League, right? Winners from 2023 to 21-22. So the next 100 winners.
Damn.
Who do you think would have the most titles?
Premier League.
No, teams.
In Premier League? Or?
No, it's Champions League.
Oh, Champions League? Shit.
The first team you'll never fucking guess, because I've never heard of them. Let me just tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hertha Berlin. I'm guessing this is the manager they asked. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm not liking this list already.
Hertha Berlin, 16 titles. PSG, 16 titles. I'll give you that.
Damn.
All right, next.
Give it three.
Probably Real Madrid.
Real Madrid's 4. 15 titles.
Hell yeah. Man City?
3. 15 titles.
So that was 3 and 4?
Yeah. 5 and 6.
5, 6. Shit. I don't want to say Barca. No. Is Barca on that list anywhere? Yes. Very low?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to it. I said Real Madrid. I said Liverpool?
Liverpool is 5.
5. Hell yeah.
Titles? Under 15, obviously.
Under 15, probably 12.
Dramatic drop off to 8.
Oh, what? To Liverpool?
Yeah.
Damn.
Next team? 6.
Are you going to tell me when Barca is, or do I got to guess that place, too?
I'll tell you when Barca is.
Okay, bet. Okay, okay. I don't think Chelsea would be in there, but I'm going to throw that name in there, see where we're at.
Chelsea is 7.
Oh, okay. What am I going, 6? Or
8.
Was, oh, 8.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So you're going 6. Chelsea 7. Liverpool was 5.
Oh, okay.
Chelsea 7 at 7 titles.
7 at 7. That's good. That's a good number. I'm gonna throw Spurs. Is Spurs in there?
No.
Nope. No? Okay. Okay, better than Spurs. Not Barca yet.
Household name. House. We don't use them on FIFA.
What league?
But we, if I would say, I would say we use the Cribs. Give you that.
So they're Cribs.
No, we use the Cribs. We don't use this team.
They blood, dog.
Think of the colors of the jerseys and the teams we use.
So we do use them?
No.
Okay. Arsenal. Is it Arsenal?
No.
Okay.
We use the Cribs. Who's our Cribs? Who wears blue for us?
For like Chelsea?
That we use on FIFA.
PSG? No. Who wears blue?
Man City, fool!
Oh, shit. But I said Liverpool.
I said Man City, fool!
Yeah, you said they're Crips.
So who's their bloods?
Liverpool.
Nah.
It's not Arsenal.
Nope.
Who else? Oh, Man U?
Man U! That's their bloods. They got the same name almost.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The Crips and the Bloods.
Oh, the Derby.
The Derby, dog. I could have said the Derby.
Fucking up.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just the Crip and Blood War.
So Man United.
Yeah, it's 6. Chelsea 7, what you guess? Mm-hmm. All right, 8? Not Premier League. I'll give you that. Most obvious one.
Most obvious one.
Non-Premier League.
I don't know. Not
they also League. Rock the blood color.
Blood?
Blood.
Is it Bayern Munich?
It is.
Nice.
5 titles.
Yes.
Then it's Barca at 9.
Damn. That's surprisingly low. Of course Bayern would be on top of Barca.
And then 10.
Oh, okay. Last one.
De the Crips. Okay. Lower level.
Lower level Crips?
Yeah, but still in the top league in the Premier League, but lower level.
And they, you said they're Crips? Okay.
Straight Crip.
Crippin? Crippin lower league?
Now, sometimes they might get relegated. But sometimes they be up.
Is it Spurs? Spurs ain't down there?
Spurs are white.
Oh.
And black.
Blue, lower league. Chelsea was already in there.
Damn.
I said Man City already.
Lower league?
No, but...
Tell me when you give up, I got you.
Was it Everton?
Gang.
For real?
2 titles.
Hell yeah. Same 2 titles. Everton holding it down.
Same as Barca.
Damn, that's sad. Same as Barca.
That's the prediction of the next 100 Champions League.
Yeah.
Is Hertha Berlin, PSG tied, then Man City and Real Madrid tied, then Liverpool and Man United tied. And then Chelsea at 7, Bayern at 5, Barca at 2, and Everton at 2.
I don't think that's accurate.
We'll find out. We'll find out most of it.
We're going to run it back.
We're going to find out most of this when we're set 60. Or we won't.
Or we won't.
You know, 100%. We'll find out.
I saw a mashup of Boo and Holland.
That's a tattoo.
It's great, right? That's, yeah, it is a tattoo for real.
That's a tattoo. If you're Swedish, get that tattoo.
Norwegian, but
Norwegian, whatever.
All right, so this is Aguero. You know the meme guy.
Yeah.
Because Argentina won the World Cup, he hired or he retired.
Yeah.
Like a year ago, or maybe 2 years ago, or some shit like that. But since he retired, he was on Argentina, which won the World Cup,
and Barca.
Barca won La Liga, and Man City won Champions League.
And he never won that.
Yeah, he was in with any of that.
Yeah, but he was.
But
there.
He kind of like claims it.
He
too.
Was there.
Yeah, he claims
I remember
it.
That.
Yeah,
he was in the stands, came running down
for real.
My dog. Wow.
Wow. What's up?
Who would you guess have won the most trophies altogether in the Premier League, Champions League? What's the UEL?
The UEL?
Yeah.
Europa League?
And then there's the UECL.
Basically just...
Souped up?
Just England teams. No, is it European teams too?
Probably. FA Cup? Right?
That's England.
And EFL Cup?
EFL. It depends what EFL means. I think it's Europe.
Okay,
but
well,
I could be wrong.
Bunch of titles, right? All the main title things, I guess. Mm-hmm. All right. Since who would you think have won the majority of trophies? Or sorry, I read that wrong. Sorry. I read that completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Of pain are over.
Of what?
Pain are over.
Okay.
Okay. For the first time since 1980, lifting the FA Cup,
mm-hmm.
West Ham United, you know them, you love them, underdogs, Luton Town, won the European trophy.
That's what's up. Shouts out Fulham.
Yeah.
Fulham, right?
Or the
Williams on that team.
The UECL champions are massive. And that's them.
Yeah.
So I'm going to name some teams. Give me a team. Never mind. No, that's too hard for you. It's too hard for anybody. But it just says the last time they won a title on these teams. Like, could you name the years?
Fuck no.
Exactly. And there's only like two teams that's never won a title that they had on this list.
Yeah.
Burnsmouth.
Burnsmouth.
Brentford.
Okay, Brentford.
Brighton. Crystal Palace. Fulham.
No ham.
But West Ham, they be good.
West Ham.
Not North Ham. But all those people have never won a title in any of those leagues since becoming a team. That's crazy. That's crazy, right? And 43 years until they've won their first trophy.
Yeah.
Since 1980. And they won the FA Cup then.
Damn.
Back then, those teams used to be good, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Maybe because that's the only team.
The FA Cup is not really a good tournament, I feel like.
Just because it's single elimination?
No, just because the teams that are in it.
That's fair.
I mean...
Well, probably because it's an old school one.
Yeah. We went through the bracket, and really the only team that we knew was Manchester City and Manchester United.
Well, I knew
United.
Those teams, but yeah, we didn't fuck with those teams at all.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you anything about them.
That's what I'm saying.
So, I got one more for you to guess.
Okay.
One more guessing thing. All right? Yeah. I'm going to let you guess the top 10 of the 65 football clubs of played in top flight English football since its formation in 1888. Here's the list.
The hesitation.
Here's the list of those clubs' records from their time in the first division to current day. Okay? I want you to guess the top 10.
Top 10 what?
Of, like, everything. Like, the overall statistical, like, thing.
Of
all those 65 teams that's been in Division One of any... of Premier League, sorry.
Okay.
Top
10, you said?
Yes.
Manchester City got to be up there.
City? Yeah. You want to guess their number? 1 through 10? Probably.
3?
6.
Damn.
Alright.
Damn.
You're 1 for 1.
Yeah. Chelsea? Chelsea's got to be on there somewhere.
You guess their number?
Fucking shit.
You're going to guess all the numbers. Obviously not 6.
No, it's 6. Chelsea, you said in the last what? Like 40 years?
65.
Oh, okay.
65 years. That's a lot.
Chelsea would probably be 8.
Bingo.
Hell yeah, dude.
2 for 2.
Liverpool, yeah. Somewhere on there.
Yeah. Where are they at?
I want to say 5.
1.
1? Oh, yeah? Damn, that's crazy. Shouts out Liverpool.
Wins, 2,032.
Damn.
Losses, 1,190.
Damn. So Anfield.
Yeah. Draws, 1,060.
Oh, damn.
But they're all in almost undefeated, 1,000. Undefeated, though. Unless they're littler teams.
Yeah. So you got 1, 6, and 8, right?
Yeah.
What's another? Man U?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 3.
You're close. 4.
Fucking 4.
Still haven't picked a team outside the top 10, so you're still 4 for 4.
Yeah. Arsenal?
Yeah.
I'm going to go low with 7.
2.
2? Damn. Arsenal, they got a history. Good. They got a history then.
Big Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, history. They're good. Bergkamp played for Arsenal, that one guy I showed you.
Bergkamp?
Yeah. He had all those trick fucking things. He had that flick spun the wrong way. Remember I showed you little soccer highlights of that guy?
Oh, old school?
Old school.
Oh, yeah.
He was fucking killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, who are you talking about? Yeah, the old school guy.
Yeah.
He was Arsenal. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Thierry Henry, the guy that Mbappe passed this year in,
in
France school. So he was Arsenal.
Oh, damn.
And he was a powerhouse like Mbappe.
Shit.
Just had more, like, skill on the ball.
Yeah.
Wasn't as fast. But still fast.
Crazy.
All right. You're 5 for 5.
Said Liverpool, said Arsenal, said Chelsea, Man City. Who's Spurs got to be on there somewhere.
100%.
I'm going to go low.
100%.
I'll go 9.
7.
Okay, 7. Okay.
9 will probably surprise you, honestly. 9 and 10. I don't see you getting 10 or 9, probably. Teams you know, maybe 10 you don't, but I know 9 you do. Hmm. You won't get it. All right, so you're missing 3.
Oh, shit.
5. Or 3, 4, 5.
Damn.
9, 10. Who's 3?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm running out of, like, Premier League teams.
We've already set them.
I know, right?
On the different list. And I helped you out with a clue.
Fuck me. Blood.
What? Look how he's saying, boy.
My bad.
You wouldn't put them at 3 ever.
Is it Everton?
It's Everton. Like, what the fuck, right?
Nah, like that.
4?
I don't think Lancaster City would be on there.
Who?
Lancaster City?
No.
Okay.
Do you mean Leicester?
There you go.
Leicester is 24.
Dang, yeah, that was a reach.
Yeah, their games aren't even in the thousands.
Damn.
So, you know.
I don't know. I had to come up with some bullshit team.
West Ham. You still haven't said, you know, Crips and Bloods fully. You're missing some blood.
I said Manchester United.
And you said City.
I thought I said both of them.
Nope.
What's the Manchester United?
Is either 4, 5, 9, or 10.
I think it was five.
Four.
Four, damn. Okay.
All right.
Thought tonight. I said that one.
Five, nope.
5, 9, and 10.
Five is a tough one, dog.
They're all tough ones now. I feel like I said most of the ones I know. Kind of like hints or anything? Maybe a letter? Can I buy
They're it? Around the Everton type of.
Yeah, I figure. Now. I figure.
A letter A.
A? Not Arsenal, right?
No. You guessed them there too.
Yeah, I thought I said that one already too. With A.
Yeah. A little Spanish on the end of their name. I think it means like house.
I don't know.
Or maybe village, because it kind of sounds like that.
Is it, Sevilla's not on there, is it? No,
I don't Sevilla think, probably is, but.
No, I think that's a different league. I don't know. I can't remember the other ones.
Aston Villa.
Okay, yeah, right. Wouldn't have guessed that one.
Number 9.
That's number 9?
No, that was 5.
Okay, damn.
They're above Man City.
Damn.
History.
Yeah.
Number 9? You won't guess them?
Nah.
Newcastle United. 10? Sutherland AFC.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed those ones. Those ones are a little bit outside of the spectrum. Yeah,
100%. 100%.
100 of those.
1,000 wow.
Gotta keep it 1,000 wow.
If you don't, what you doing?
So that was
the last thing. Yep, that was the last thing I had. I didn't want to go through all of it.
Yeah. So I got like a little chart for MLS transfers.
Okay.
Last thing, kind of quick. There's a God tier, there's a good tier, and there's an okay tier. All right.
Am I guessing?
You want to guess? We could try to make this into a guessing tier. I can give you the name. You can guess either God tier, good tier, or okay tier.
Can I just try to guess the name?
Yeah.
Tell me if they're there.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, Messi's God tier.
Yep.
Shaqiri in there? Jordan Shaqiri?
No.
I remember he went to like Chicago Fire.
Nope.
Beckham?
Beckham, yep.
He's got to be God tier.
God tier as fuck.
Him with Messi, right? How many are in each tier?
There's 4 each.
Okay, so I need 2 more for God tier.
Yeah.
Okay, who else came? Are they new players or older players? Like, would I know them?
Yeah, you'll know all of them.
Who came to... Give me the league they came from that I know them in.
I mean, there's some from...
Give me the God tier so I can finish them off.
Okay.
Just the league they played in mostly.
Series A.
Oh, and they came over? So Italian.
I mean, he was kind of everywhere. French too.
Was French Pogba? League.
No. But there's a name that's similar to that that's on there, but not the God tier.
Pirlo?
Pirlo's on there.
Is it God tier?
Surprisingly, no. He's on the good tier.
Okay. All right, got one good tier.
Yeah.
All right, still missing 2.
You got Messi, Beckham, and Pirlo.
Okay. Did Wayne Rooney ever come over here?
Wayne Rooney is one of them.
Then he's God tier.
The good tier.
What the fuck?
Yes, sir.
All right, 2 and 2. Who else came over here? Zlatan's God tier.
Yeah, I was going to say he refers to himself as a god.
Zlatan's God tier. I forgot he came over here and played for LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
Okay. One more God tier?
Yeah.
Where
I don't know too much about him.
Where is he from? But I know him?
I don't know.
Give me the initials.
T-H.
Thierry Henry.
There you go.
Henry is his last name?
Yeah.
Thierry Henry. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a wild first name. I'm like, I'm not even going to try that shit. Cool. So, God tier, you got?
Yeah.
Messi, Beckham, Zlatan, and Henry.
Okay. I got Pirlo and Rooney.
You got Pirlo and Rooney in the good tier.
Is it Ronaldinho?
Nope.
Huh. He never came over here. All right. Where did they play the other two in good tier?
I think Barca, and I don't know about the other one.
Barca. Is it Di Maria?
No.
Hmm.
Also, I think he's a Spain player. Was a Spain player.
Defender?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Forward?
Yeah. Somewhere. Mid or forward.
Torres?
Nope.
No. What? He's blonde, right?
Four letters.
Fernando Torres. No.
Nope.
Four letters.
Is this his name?
Chavi.
Two of them are the same.
Two of them are the same. Kaka.
Kaka. Yeah. There you go. Yep.
Brazilian.
Kaka. Oh, Brazilian.
Yeah.
So he's
wore the high white socks.
Yeah. So.
K A K A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kaka. Midfield.
Kaka.
Like mid attack.
So we got Pirlo, Kaka, and Wayne Rooney. We got one more. I'm not too sure about this one.
What? You know the series?
No, I
initials.
SG.
Do I know him?
I don't know. If I don't know him, I feel like you wouldn't know him, but.
Can I have his first name?
Steven.
Gerard.
There you go.
Yeah, he played for.
Good tiers.
Yeah, yeah, he was a midfielder like Frank Lampard. That's kind of like a step below.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Speaking of him,
and he played for Chelsea.
Yeah,
Frank Lampard's on there.
Yeah,
is the what?
Okay tier.
Okay tier. Okay.
Okay. Tier.
I've only got one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I know the other three for sure?
For sure.
All right. Can you give me a league of one of them? Like, give me some hints or something.
Spain league.
Spain league.
And one's a England league.
Okay. What's their position? Spain league guy.
Forward. Or I guess a wing maybe.
Suarez?
No.
A wing?
I can give you one hint that would give you the answer. You want that one?
I kind of do.
It's with the one answer. It's golf. Life is golf.
Life is golf.
Well, Wales, golf, Real Madrid. In that order.
Wales, golf, Real Madrid. Bale. Gareth Bale.
There you go.
Okay.
I understand it now.
I was like, what, did he play golf?
Oh, he loves golf.
Snap.
Crackle and pop, my boy. 100%. So we got Frank Lampard and Bale, an OK tier. Two okay. more. One
the English
is,
guy?
Yeah.
Where's
sure.
English. What does he play?
Position?
Yeah.
Striker. I'm pretty sure.
Pretty sure he's a striker. English league for the most part.
Current.
Crippen.
Old.
Crippen. Old.
Old Crippen.
Old Crippen. Chelsea?
Yeah.
Is it Drogba?
Yeah.
My dog.
Your dog.
I like Drogba.
For sure.
Didier Drogba. Motherfucker was disgusted watching Chelsea this year.
Yeah, for sure. We scored a goal. That's the only thing I think of.
That was great, though. All right, one more.
One more. I can't remember where he's from or anything like that. I've seen him before.
You've seen him? Old?
Kind of current.
Like
kinda.
Bench current?
Yeah.
Like end of his career current?
Yeah.
Do you know the team he played?
I'm going to look it up right now. I don't know. I saw black and white stripes.
Maybe give me his international.
I'm not sure. Give me a second.
Did he play for Newcastle?
No, I don't think so.
Black and white stripes. Give me some initials.
HG.
HG?
Yeah. No, GH.
Changes everything. I said Harry Styles in my head when he said HG.
Harry Styles.
GH?
Yeah.
And what's the first name, dog? I'm lost. All
right. Oh, shit.
Give me some things. Cause you said
that he's actually in Inter Miami right now. He was playing on Juventus, Chelsea, AC Milan.
What does he do?
He plays soccer.
100%, but
he's an Argentine striker.
HG?
GH.
Oh, it's like Huswain.
Huswain.
Right?
I mean, no.
All right. He's Argentine, and he starts
primarily center forward.
Center forward. Yeah, Huswain. Dog, that's
he plays on Inter Miami as of now.
As a center forward?
Used to play on Juventus. Used to play on Chelsea. Used to play
on Milan.
How many letters? How many letters?
That was just his last thing.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Shit, man. What's his first
name? It's actually a funny name. Gonzalo.
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 He's Sween.
Hagunian.
What?
Higuain. There you go. Yeah, you nailed it.
Not Hussein. He was the guy I was thinking of, but I said his name wrong.
Yeah. So that's basically the list.
Yeah.
You agree with it?
Yeah.
Pretty much, right?
I mean, Wayne Rooney should be up compared to those others. I mean, him and Zlatan are.
You could replace them, switch them.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
I think I moved Frank Lampard up.
Yeah. To good tier?
Yeah.
Who are you moving back?
Nobody. He's going up.
Where's Zlatan gonna go down there?
Fuck Zlatan,
man. Oh, he's out. He's not a god tier.
I have to replace him with someone, right?
True.
You can put him in the okay team.
Okay, I'm with that.
I was like, he did much besides like opening night.
Right.
We scored like 3 or something, then dramatically.
Yeah, it was crazy.
100%.
Yeah, that's basically all I got for the soccer shits.
Yeah. Well, you know, guys, we appreciate the listen. We're going to get this one out ASAP.
For sure.
You want to...
ASAP as possible.
ASAP as possible, 100%. Let's throw that in there. Kickback fat. Thank you. Follow us. Share us.
For sure.
All that kind of good stuff. Check out Elevated Media.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the listen.
100%. We can come together on a song to close out.
Yeah.
You down?
Hell yeah.
You down, dog?
To come together playing the song?
Hell yeah. I actually have a dope-ass song, dog.
Go ahead.
Let me Google it again. Let me Google it. Okay, I got you. It's an old-school song. You know it. That's why I kicked it when you know
it. I didn't know it.
You do know it. You might not know it.
It sounds like some kind of like default music.
Elevator music. This is like what you comes on your laptop when you get it. Fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know it. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I heard this today with like a little like montage. That was like the bottom.
Game montage?
Golf.
Golf. Damn,
the montage is insane.
That's crazy.
We went from
the montages have
we went from skate montages to car montages to golf montages. It's wild, though.